Hi, everybody. We're here, and are you there? I guess. And we're here on BBS Radio tonight. And thanks to Larry, he's the one that's in charge of the time and day. So we're Friday, August 10th, 2012. 8-10-12. What if that means anything? So we'll just see what's going on out there. Tonight is our Paranormal Friday, so if you have any weird experiences, it might be good to give us a call. We'll see what's cooking, what's new. So we'll turn it over to you, Carrie, if you got anything exciting or anything that you want to talk about. I know it's warm where you are.
Yes, it's very hot down here in Southern California. Yes, so hi, everybody. Good evening and welcome. We're on Station 2 tonight. Excuse me, bbsradio.com, Station 2. I have an air conditioner kind of cranking near my head, so if any of you are hearing a hum or a buzz and it's a little distracting, just please do let me know and I can turn it off and just go with the fan. But I'm going to have it on a little bit if I can. So, let's see, phone numbers for tonight. Station 2, toll-free for the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471. And if you are anywhere else in the world, you can go down to line 3 and try area code 530-513-6472. So, I think the first question we have in the fast chat tonight, and if you are new to the show and you've stumbled upon us or somebody has told you about it and you're listening for the first time and you have any questions of any kind, do feel free to call in tonight, or if you would like to type them in, there's the BBS fast chat on Ron's Creation Lightship page at bbs.com. It's just above the play buttons in kind of a blue type with arrows scrolling in both sides toward it. Click on that, and then you'll find a little box where you enter your name and your message. There's kind of a limit on how much you can write in there, so just so you know, you'll get cut off writing if you go too long, but you can do a second or a third entry. So the first question, Ron, that we have tonight is from Maxine on the fast chat. And Maxine says she's been feeling a lot of invisible bugs biting her, and she's feeling itchy from this, and she's saying, please help.
Okay.
I know this came up the other night on one of the shows, too.
Yeah, so here we go. Let's do a timeline crash for invisible alien critters that we can't see that are probably coming across on timeline connected to you. So here we go. Timeline crash for alien critters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Just see if that happens to help. That's the timeline crashing for that. Let's do an alien poison release. Maybe you're being bit and you're feeling the poison. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. That was heavy. Do that one again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's see if that helps you at all. So, back to you, Carrie.
All righty, thank you. So, we have some nice news from Phil, who you did quite a bit of work on the other night, who is in the hospital with some lung problems. And Phil is saying, I'm still in the hospital, but I'm feeling great. So that's wonderful news, Phil. So I'm sure you're happy to hear that, Ron, because I know you were helping Phil out there on the show.
Yeah, so let's do some more for Phil here, and everybody else may have a lung problem. So here we go. I think Phil was dealing with maybe blood clots in the lungs or something like that, but here we go. Let's put in some oxygen into our lungs, into our body, make us feel better. So this is like a infusion of oxygen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and now let's do another clearing here. And let's get rid of the energies that are attached to the lungs and critters that are in the lungs here, little small critters. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, we'll see if that helps you out, Phil, and everybody else listening here. Okay. If anybody else has any suggestions, maybe what Phil might need or yourself with a lung problem or condition, why don't you type it into the fast chat, and we'll work a little bit more on lungs, because lungs are needed. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right. And then I just wanted to mention also that Liz has written in that she feels so much better after the allergy clearings that you were doing on the Wednesday show, I think it was, and Joanne is kind of echoing that also. So a lot of benefit from the clearings you've been doing lately for people for different breathing situations, it sounds like. So Michael has a question. It might be a bit vague. You might want a bit more information, Ron, but maybe not. Michael's saying, can Ron take a look at the situation I'm in?
No, that's too difficult to do. I can do that, but I don't like looking at stuff. And so just indicate what you might like for a healing. And also maybe indicate what you've done before. So it's really good to know what, if anybody does ask for healing, what you have done in the past, so I can, you know, more fully understand where you are with your condition, so we don't duplicate something, so it would make the show much better knowing what people have done. Also, the magnetic twisted bodies is a very good clearing, too, if you've done some clearings and you want to have some more improvement. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right. Now, Cheryl was commenting also. I just wanted to mention, in case you didn't see it, Ron, that There were huge storms in her area, and she was running the gray skies clearing, and the whole thing missed her house as a result. So that's a nice testimonial for the effects of the gray skies clearing. Oh, and there's a beep, and I'm just remembering, I think we had one earlier, too. Gosh, I forgot. I'm so sorry. Do we have somebody holding on the line?
Yes, hi, I'm Larry. How are you?
Hi, Larry. Good. How are you doing?
I have, fine, thanks, Carrie. I have maybe two questions for Ron, maybe a comment about something. And my first question was, on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, when we have the courting, clone, and entity calls, does 1 equal 10 on all three types that leave the body?
What's that again, Larry?
When we do the releasing on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday,
okay,
it's for the courting, clones, and the entities that are released from the body. Does,
okay.
When you say number 1, does number 1 equals 10 that are released on all three types now? Because I know you said it went up to 10 from 1. Does that include all three?
No, I can only do one particular night for each one. But when I do count maybe 1
through... Yes, I know.
Yeah, if I do count 1 through 10, you know, then that would be equal to, 10 through 100.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
Right.
So a lot of times, you know, we may go through, a couple thousand energies that are connected.
Oh, okay. I understand. Okay, then my other question was, Ron, that I was watching Drug Court today on TV, and they sent a person to residential treatment because he had an addiction problem, and he was disoriented and very spacey. But after a number of months, they brought him back, and he was very, very oriented and very much on the track. And I was wondering, with this group intervention and individual counseling, does that really help that much to release clones or aliens or change a program? Does that really help people that much in that regard?
What were they doing? What type of...
Well, they did individual counseling, and they have group therapy sessions to tell about what their problem was and how they're trying to overcome it. And then group counseling would be that they would impose on them to tell about their drug secrets that they didn't want to tell and open up more and reveal the truth about it and come out to the light more in that regard. And I'm wondering if that's really that much, that kind of therapy, could that promote that much of a change or not in those people?
Well, you have to look at the different situations as what clone is in the body at the time. Remember, this is not a linear situation to where you think that you're making progress, and then a new clone comes in with a different agenda, so you may just fall back into the old thing along with entities. So, I don't know. For what I have understood now and learned after doing all these healings and stuff and seeing what's out there and how they affect people, I don't think a lot of that therapy stuff is actually going to work. So they don't have the horsepower or even the knowledge probably to release aliens. They're not even going to be talking about aliens, number one. They're just going to try to get down to the very simple thing is, you know, what the person did. And they don't really know about implants. They don't know about entities, typically. They might know about entities, but they may not, you know, as far as having maybe a split personality or something. But I don't know. You might get some results, but from what I see, I would say don't expect too much. You know, if you're in that situation trying to, you know, get yourself well. Because, remember, what's that next clone going to have in it? And did you get rid of the energy of, you know, the clones that are with you that brought you that information and entities? So the whole thing is, you know, you're not who you really think you are. And I don't think the therapies out there now even talk about what we talk about. So that's kind of my viewpoint on it. Other people may have something like that. That's what I think, you know. And they don't know what they don't know. But once you don't know what you don't know, then you don't know.
Right, right. I agree with that. That makes that sounds very true. And my third comment was, we've learned about the aliens, how they're take us through the walls and abduct us, put implants in us and things and bring us back. And I just wanted to point out that if you study the ultraviolet wavelengths, the infrared spectrum, and the radiant energy, you can see that they claim that you can penetrate through walls back and forth. But because people here have not accepted this teaching of the light, the light of study, even though it may be physical light or spiritual light that they're using, they don't have an interest in it. They haven't studied and pursued this. They're very backward in this kind of teaching, but the aliens are very advanced, and that's the reason why, I feel. So if Ron has a comment about that, too.
Yeah, the aliens will only let you know what you want to know. So what do you want to know about? They'll you know, put in programs into people according to what they want you to experience. And if you do, get, a brainstorm, is that going to carry over to the next clone body that will be in you within 10 minutes? In fact, we'll do that tonight. And we'll do some water charging. It's our request for water charging briefly. So we'll be doing the water charging at a quarter till the hour here. So what we're going to do right now for everybody, in case you're a new listener and don't know what clones are. Remember, clones typically are replicas of you, and that's why they're called clones. And so we're going to do is stop time, and we're going to freeze the clone that's in you. Now, that clone could have been getting ready to leave in, a few seconds to maybe 10 minutes, depending on when it visited you and how long its life support is. So right now I just got through freezing time on the clones, and we'll just see how you feel as time ticks by here. Hopefully you won't get too nervous, too upset, and we'll just find out what it's like for everybody again. So this is what we did, is we froze the clone on your body. Remember, I said they leave about every 10 minutes to get a new one from some other alien race, or maybe they got a new agenda. So from the same race, but basically it's frozen. It only has a certain amount of memory that it's needed. It only needs it for a short time. And it has enough RAM to probably keep going for a while to work its programs. And all of a sudden, it's probably now frantically looking around for a new program because it knows that it's probably looking for the getaway program, I guess. How do I get out of here, And that's not there because it has no control over getting out. But it knows that its life support system, this little battery is no longer being charged, and it should start to realize that it may have troubles here shortly. So we'll see what happens in the next 10 minutes. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, Ron, am I understanding this right? You froze the clones again? I was reading the fast chat and writing questions down.
Yep. The clones are frozen in space.
Okay.
The clone is frozen in your body.
All right.
So it's not going to be able to leave to get a new one.
Okay.
So, we'll see what happens to the backup systems here. And we'll just see if anybody out there is feeling a little goofy or anxious. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me. I'm yawning.
All right. I just want to read out, you had asked people to type in if they had any other ideas for Phil or for lung stuff, and he'll... was wondering if clearing alien entities and human entities for lungs would work, and then she's also wondering about the slime or sludge body clearings. I know one of those, I can't remember if it's the slime or the sludge, when you first found it, you said it was in our lungs and heart areas.
Well, I don't remember on that one either which one it was.
I have a feeling it was the sludge.
I think so, too. That might be a good one to do. You're listening, Phil. The sludge body, since you're on the conference calls that we have on the weekends, send me your email and request sludge and slime body because that was available if you don't have that last month. So I'll send those codes over to you. So
Okay, and then when you were doing the alien Chris's out of lungs for Phil and everybody, Ken typed in that he's coughing up stuff, was coughing up stuff, and he's wondering what it is.
Oh, does it feel gooey?
Ew.
You know, what does it look like? You know, you're probably getting rid of alien waste products.
And was it physical, or is it not physical coughing up?
Yeah, because you might be doing dry heaves, possibly. Or if it is something that's coming out, you're looking at probably the alien secretions. Remember the movie Alien, or some of the movies, and they always show this alien with the teeth. I know the alien movie had it, but other ones had it too.
Mm-hmm.
And they show these big gigantic teeth, and they have this liquid dripping off of them. You know, kind of like a.
Like a see-through, gooey, gel, yucky.
Yeah, and that could be what's coming out. So we'll ask for a description of what it looks like. It's probably more clear, I would think, but it may not be.
Okay.
Remember, you're not alone. And guess who's coming for dinner? And is it you?
Yum, yum.
The plate. You're coming to their dinner, or are they coming to yours? So, where's the dessert? Back to you, Carrie.
All right. Michael O. was just wondering, I guess, if you thought about moving to a big city so that you could reach more people. Don't imagine that sounds too appealing to you.
No, not at all. Nope. That's why I go to the expos and...
Yeah.
A radio program, even if it had the biggest city to go into. Are people going to be awakened enough to want to see me? Probably not. So, you know, it's the people that understand what we're doing, and which is very basic, getting your spirit more in touch with you. And that kind of branched off into the alien stuff. So that's where we are. But no, in fact, a bigger city... Or going into a big city is not going to guarantee that I get more people seeing me. In fact, I probably would get less. All that I do is on the internet. So it doesn't matter where I'm located. And I will be at this point here possibly doing like webinars or something. We'll see how that turns out within the next, maybe by the end of the year possibly. All you have to do is get a group of people together, if you wish, and maybe we can do some healings on people and do different things like that. So that's kind of what most people who don't understand may need to have some clarity on what we're actually doing, so I can do that. But, listen to all the archives if you have friends or yourself, and... You know, the bottom line is that you're only responsible for you. And may sound kind of cold, but the people around you that you like and maybe love and everything else, they may not understand what we're doing. And the bottom line is to save yourself, you know. And I don't want to sound like that's real selfish or cold, but that's what it amounts to is, you know, how much have you worked on yourself to help your spirit out? And then you can help other people after you get yourself a little better acquainted with your spirit and know what's happening. So it gets to be a little complicated for most people because source energy has no emotions. It doesn't live in a duality. So it doesn't make you a robot when you're in source energy. It just makes you... understand a lot more what's happening because you're in peace. And once you're in peace, then you go back into duality. Then you finally realize, why do I want to be in duality when it's all this up and down stuff? And that's why source energy does not have anything to deal with or do with duality, emotions, anything like that, because it's not a way to live your life. Up and down, back and forth. You want to be in peace. That's what we do is bring people to their spirit so you can become peaceful. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I thought my arm was starting to get agitated with this clone thing, but I think it's just calmed down again. That's interesting. Terry was asking a little bit back, is it common to have fatigue when removing barcodes?
Well, anything is common because it depends how your body's healing. Everybody's body is different. So, yeah, you could feel sluggish. I think most people will probably feel a relief and get more energy back, but it depends how much the energy is on you. So, you know, I don't know what to say, but most people will feel better after doing barcode clearing. They'll feel younger. Ah, Pete says octopus squeezes the lungs. Okay. So I think we got a beep out there.
Yes, I think so. Is somebody on the line?
Yeah, hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. It's Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
I have to share something funny. Monday, I did not listen to the show because I was at my first Toastmasters meeting, and they made us do a one-minute, impromptu, I don't know, question, and they asked me, how can I share my philosophy, you know, whatever it is that's making me happy? So I told them about the mind to heart drop, stay in the moment, and then I made them do it, but I ended up taking 3 minutes because I made them do the mind to heart drop, and after that, then the next person went up. I totally forgot about this, but the next person could not understand the question. They kept asking over and over, and I just realized because they were not in their minds anymore. And that was the funniest thing that I realized, and I helped. Like 20, 30 people were in the room, and that was my first time, you know, speaking in front of a group. And I decided to tell them, how come I'm so happy? I said, I'm in my heart. I'm in the moment. I'm not in the past. I'm not in the future. I went in the whole, I mean, I, you know, shared some of my philosophy, thanks, you know, from what I've, you know, relearned or knew in my heart somehow. My spirit knew it, but, you know, you guided us back, and you're always reminding us about this. So it was the first time I ever used this to a group of people I didn't even know. So it was really funny.
Yeah, that's great.
That's what I wanted to share. I got to tell them that when I go back next week. That's why they couldn't think. I mean, the one person that came right after me could not, I mean, he kept asking the question. I couldn't understand why he wasn't able to listen to the question. I understood fully because I was in my heart, and I also had my mind in my heart, so I was capable of functioning. I don't know why he wasn't, but I guess they're not used to it. Right, Ron?
Yeah, that's right, and that's very good.
Just come by
later. You had a good demonstration there of seeing a person in peace, and they probably didn't know why they weren't responding and didn't understand what was happening. That was great.
Okay, good. Thank you. I just wanted to share that. That was a funny story.
Were they smiling, too, when they had the questions asked them?
Were they smiling? No, they actually, you know, because I didn't even count. Like, how you guide us to count? I said, I'm not counting for you because it'll just distract you. Just count yourself. And then I just, you know, was silent for like a minute or two. I was trying to get back into my heart because I felt I was in my head. So I was just like trying to get there myself because I wasn't know, I didn't know who was going to call, when he was going to call me. So I was a little nervous. And then when he did, I didn't expect him to ask me that kind of a question. How come I'm so happy? And I all of a sudden realized why I'm happy. I said, I'm in peace. And I just realized why I was in peace. I was in my heart, I believe. So I thought I was at least. And I tried to guide them there and just shared that. That's all. So.
Yep. Very good.
Okay, I'll let you go.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pauline.
So we'll be doing water charging. A question is asked, what type? So it'll be the peaceful, restful, sleepful water. So we'll do that tonight. We can do it now if you have your water containers. I was going to do it at a quarter towel, but if you got water ready and see how you're doing, see if you're still functioning properly. How are you doing, Carrie?
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm getting confused by the fast chat, and I'm going back and forth between pages because I have this feeling I've missed some questions. But my body's not doing all that yucky stuff it was doing before with my hands and that feeling of having drunk, you know, 20 cups of coffee and shaking and stuff. I'm not really getting that. I have a very mild version of that in my right forearm, but I'm feeling a bit, my thoughts are a bit jumbled and confused. I'm having trouble focusing on the fast chat.
Yeah, that's because the memory is used up. And so you're getting more in the moment because the program has ended. What's the song with the Doors, you know? This is the end.
Yeah.
So, now that's probably what's happening, that the clone is slowly being put to sleep, and it doesn't have any place to go to other than what it knows, and doesn't have any way to get more RAM right now, because everything now is used up, and the programs that would normally trigger another program is not going to work, because the program doesn't have any space in you to work.
Yeah.
Very interesting to watch how it's kind of like your hard drive is crashing.
Yeah, it's really curious.
Yeah,
it's a very peculiar feeling.
It's losing the memory. It's maybe slowing down or losing bits and pieces of ones and zeros. It's kind of going out the window. And,
yeah.
You know, that's what's happening.
And you know something's wrong. I know something's wrong. It's kind of a what's wrong with me feeling. Why can't I focus properly? And you're scrambling. It's not as intense as it was the other times that you did it. It seems to be less. I don't know why that would be. But
it's very possible that because we're on this program, maybe the aliens installed a different program to help the clones that are listening so that they a little better. They may have added more RAM, you say.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Okay, so let's do the water charging, everybody. Get your glass of water.
And what about for people who aren't going to sleep? I know Pete in Australia is listening, and it's middle of the day there.
Oh, so they can get some life force energy. So.
Okay, great.
Here we go. So
there you go, Pete.
Help you out. So everybody, hold your glass of water. And if you even know what water is now. So here we go. A glass. Where is it? So get out the book. Google a glass and you can see what it looks like.
Yeah, I'm cleaning up.
Oh, yeah, I remember putting water in that, you know. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what we're going to do now with your the clone that's doesn't know where it is and lost its connection to its power source, we'll call it. All those clones are now going to have the chance to go into the light. So that's their gift. If I don't know what that is yet, but that's their gift for this experiment here. So here we go. And
what about the little speck of them that was us, the original us?
That'll go back to your...
come back to us.
Yeah, it'll come
us.
Back to you. And it'll also go into, you know, that new clearing that we put up a little bit ago.
The new Earth transfer.
New Earth clearing. So you're going to be regaining the parts of you. So here we go. And now, naturally, when I release the clone and it goes to the light, and then it will have a new frequency in light, then the new one that comes into you may be a little different. So you're going to feel, you know, like you've been re-cloned. So here we go. Oh, boy. Y'all ready for a new clone?
Yes, please.
Did you ask for a smarter one, everybody? I hope you did.
I just want one that can read the boss chat right now.
And very possibly, maybe the real you might come in. Remember, it comes in about every 2 hours. a month, maybe the new one, maybe the new you will come in. And then you can try to hold it in its place here. But here we go. New clone for everybody. One, the old one's leaving. One, two. Oh, man, a ton of energy there. One, two, three, four, and five, it's gone. And if you notice, you're going to start to feel better right now because everything around you is changing. New frequencies. May take a little while to get put back online. And here we go. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. So you should start to feel better, and getting, you're getting put back online from the clone factory of the aliens that brought in a new clone of you. And does this feel like you have in the past? Do you have more insight? Do you feel better? You know, everybody has their own experience. You might feel normal, normalized again. So everybody, you know, will have a different way of looking at what happened to them. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I felt that in my arms at first, a lot of warmth in my arms. I don't know if that was the clone leaving or the new one coming in. But I am getting a little clearer. Roger, before you did that, Roger wrote in, Ron, you need to turn my clones back on or something. I'm getting very disoriented. And Mike P. said, I'm lacking concentration, and there's probably more comments, too. I'm scrolling back and forth here a lot in the fast chat tonight, trying to stay on top of it. So, I'll go zooming forward in a minute when maybe some of you have written in what you were experiencing. So let's have a look. I'm going back a ways now. Janice was asking, I'll come to your ears in a second, Janice. Brian was mentioning, he was wondering if there's something in the air lately infecting people's lungs, and Heal was wondering if Phil has done the nano clearing. So those kind of go together, Ron.
Yeah, very possibly, yeah. I don't know if he has or not, but the nano one could be something that got activated. Very true.
Yeah.
So let's do another clearing here, and let's take out this clone that you have now. We'll send it to the light instantly, and we'll have another race come in, and just see if you can tell the difference. If we surprise them. Here we go. One, getting it released. Two, three, four, and five. It's gone, and bringing in a new clone. It's already here, but just see how you're feeling, how you're sensing. Look for colors around you. Anything change in your room? Did they happen to give you more money in your wallet? That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, it's my arms. I seem to be feeling all this mostly in my arms. I had waves of, I couldn't tell if it was hot or cold, but it was a temperature change. Very interesting, and I think we had a beep. Do we have a caller?
Yes, hi, it's Sharina.
Oh, hi, Sharina. Go ahead.
Thank you. I have a question for Ron.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
And, on one of these shows, you were talking about how we tend to get abducted at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and that really rang a bell for me because I've consistently been waking up probably for the last 10, 15, 20 years.
Do you have any bumps
about
in your body or jerks or anything when that when you wake up?
No, you know what happens is I wake up and I'm extremely hot. My whole body is sweating, and I feel extremely uncomfortable in my body. So how I've managed to deal with it, I just throw all my clothes off, and I just stay very still and put my attention and my awareness on my breath. And then after about 5 minutes or so, kind of everything seems to settle down. And so I was wondering, because now it's still happening, and it happens, I'm not that hot and sweaty at this these days, but it's happening instead of just once a night. Lately, it's been happening like every couple of hours during the night, it seems like.
Have you put on the alien attack page with the light being up?
You know, I haven't started working with the alien attack page yet. I've been working with the timeline crashes pretty consistently for weeks.
The alien attack page, you know, just try it for a week and put up that light beam for about 8 hours and just see if it tends to help you out.
Okay, yeah, I have been having other programs going, like Spirit Integration, and I set that at 600 minutes. And so I have been having the light beam up with my picture on all night for several nights now.
Okay, well, let's hope that that continues to help here. And I'll try to give you a call. I know you want to do a twin flame one, and I'll have to see if when I can fit that in. I do have you listed here, so I shall be giving you a call.
I know, because you say you're just in the moment, so I thought, oh, well, maybe that email that I sent weeks ago is completely forgotten about, but if you put me on your list, then I can feel more at peace.
Phone number down. I got your phone number down.
Okay.
I'll see if anything happens tonight. I don't know. What are you? You're 3 hours behind us?
Yeah, don't worry about time. I can do it anytime.
Okay.
I can do it in the middle of the night. That's fine.
Okay. Wow, okay. So, thank you for calling.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Bye.
Okay, so...
Bye-bye. Thanks, Serena.
Yeah, let's do a sample of the nano clearing here, and we'll concentrate on the nano clearing for lungs. Here we go. See if anything is in there. Remember, it is particles of something or time activated something, and we do typically breathe it. You know, it could come in other ways into the body, but I'm assuming that we're probably breathing this stuff in us, and then it's activating programs and things that are dormant. I guess things would be the nice way of saying it. So here we go. So we get rid of some critters here. So nano clearing sample. I don't normally do these, but we'll see what happens for people. Here we go. And if you do feel results, definitely do this clearing. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh man, 5, 6. 7, 8, I'm feeling radiation energies, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, getting better now, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, everybody.
Thank you, Ron.
Yeah.
So that nano clearing is $25 for a month, and it's laid out similarly to the 2000 year barcode free clearing on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, except that the first two centuries, starting now and going backward, are in decade increments. And if you haven't done it already and you're thinking about doing it and you felt what Ron just gave the sample for, take it easy on those first first decades going back. For me, the first 500 years were really rough. Now, from now back 500 years, and then it got easier after that. The timer is set at 15 minutes for each section in the drop-down box, and Ron has suggested that we do each of them 12 times. Excuse me. So what is that, 3 hours for each one? But I wouldn't do the first 500 years each decade for 3 hours at a time. I would break that up, maybe try 15 minutes, see if you feel it. If you don't, maybe you could do half an hour at a time, something like that. And then there's the spirit infusion, and there's also a link to the auric protection clearing to use with that. And then the other thing that came up a while ago, somebody had called in, was the detoxing of our lymphatic system from this nano stuff, which we all seem to feel very strongly, Ron, when you did the samples of that a week or so ago on the radio programs. So I haven't actually started doing that on a clearing yet. I must do that, and I know some people were doing that. And then the other thing to do in conjunction with the nano clearing is timeline crashing the nano situation. So it's a pretty extensive clearing, but the nano clearing itself is just $25 for a month, or you can get the unlimited also for an additional $25, I believe. Anything else you want to add to that, Ron? And then I wanted to get Janice's ear clearing request in before the end of the show, but do you want to say anything else about the nano clearing while we're on that?
Yeah, going sideways just slightly. I watched a movie on Netflix, and I believe it dealt with either Japan or China. I can't remember which one, but it was Detective D. So if you just type in on Google Detective D, D-E-E, it was the first female emperor around 75, I think, A.D., something like that, 68 to 75 or something. And they had a thing where they had, like, spontaneous combustion. And this is supposed to be a true story, so you may want to check it out. And anyway, it ended up being these some kind of beetle energies that was like would go into people, and it was like a psychic stuff. And somehow it would actually the people would catch fire and burn up. So it was quite interesting. Empress instead of emperor, empress. So I'm just clicking on it now just to see. If it's Chinese or Japanese, I'm not sure. But anyway, it was a pretty interesting movie. So, Detective D and the Mystery of the Phantom Flame. That's what it's called. So anyway, we're doing our special call Saturday, which is tomorrow, which is our four-hour call. Then we have the eight-hour Sunday call in the next day, which is on the 12th of this month. And we do 28 hours of healing for people. So if you're interested, it's on the website on the very top. You can sign up there. It starts tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and the Sunday it starts at 10. This is Pacific time. And I want to do a clearing for ears. Is that correct?
Yes, Janice is asking for an ear clearing.
Okay, so our time is kind of running short here, but we're going to do an ear clearing. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And there we go. Hopefully that helped that process get released here. I'm pretty sure it's a true story with Detective D. If not, it's a good movie to show how things can attach to you in the unknown. And let's do a timeline crash for ears. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Think of your ear condition, if you have that, or lung condition, or air condition. Who knows? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that movie is Detective D. D-E-E. If you just Google that, it'll come up. I think it was like 2010 or something when they made the movie. So, this show's coming to an end. It's 55 Tell. Our next BBS program is tomorrow, which is Saturday Night Live on the LUT Ship. Same time, same BBS station, Station 2. And hopefully we'll see you people on the 4-hour call tomorrow at 1 o'clock PST, 4 o'clock Eastern. So, bye, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everybody, and bring your questions over to tomorrow night for the ones that we didn't get to. Night-night.